From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Efforts to get Missouri to comply with the 2005 federal Real ID law will resume once state lawmakers return Monday for the final 7 weeks of the session. Separate House and Senate measures will allow the state to issue driver's licenses that comply with federal standards while also issuing ones that don't. Will Krause of Lee's Summit is among a group of Republicans that's blocking the Senate bill. He says the federal Real ID Act needs to be repealed.
I believe this problem should be solved at the federal government level. That's where it was created. You cannot tell me how keeping information in databases is going to protect people.
The bill's backers say they want to make sure Missouri residents will still be able to board airline flights after January 22, 2018. House leaders plan to take up their version of the Real ID bill next month. The University of Missouri is unveiling the look of a planned music school that will consolidate its operations into one building instead of six to the tune of $40 million. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that architectural renderings were unveiled Tuesday of the project that could include more than 61,000 square feet of academic and rehearsal spaces and a 500-seat concert hall. Pat Oker is an interim dean of the university's Arts and Sciences College. She acknowledges the project's plans are moving ahead, even though the university faces a budget crunch. Former Tolton Catholic High School basketball star and the country's number one player, Michael Porter Jr., said he's decided to ask out of his national letter of intent to play at Washington. According to the Columbia Missourian, he'll be able to sign elsewhere when the late signing period opens April 12th. Questions are turning to where he'd be attending college, most centering around Missouri. Porter Jr. confirmed that his father, Michael Porter Sr., has been offered an assistant coaching job alongside the new Missouri coach, Konzo Martin, but has yet to accept. Porter Jr. said, "It's not a foregone conclusion that he and his dad are a package deal for every school, but insists that he wants to play for him." Porter Sr. is taking his son's interests under consideration before making a final decision on where to coach. For now, all Porter Jr. is certain of is that his recruitment is open and he's considering other options. The University of Missouri system new president said he wants to leverage private-public partnerships to bring revenue and investments to campus. The Columbia Missourian reports President Moon Choi joined about 100 members and guests of the Columbia Chambers of Commerce Tuesday as a part of its Lunch with the Leader series. At the gathering, Choi emphasized the mutual economic benefit of such partnerships. Choi discussed investing in research centers, noting the Columbia campus alone is looking at withholding $20 million in this fiscal year's budget. The university system will also likely face additional cuts for fiscal 2018. Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick says the university is Columbia's top economic driver and business leaders look forward to working with him. Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.